This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Guerlat. Mitchell Smith, as an expert on European politics and in particular the European Union, we have to go back and address once again this horrible refugee crisis, the migrants that are coming into Europe. I've talked about it recently with Rebecca about the actual humanitarian concerns and what's going on in Eastern Europe. But from your perspective, tell us what's going on within the European Union, because there are some political maneuverings going on, some proposals about how to address this issue. They obviously can't get away without, you know, discussing it and addressing it. So tell us what's happening there.
Yes. Well, first of all, I would underscore that from my perspective, this is a bigger crisis, a more existential crisis for the European Union than the Greek debt crisis and the economic crisis. We've spent a long time over the past several years talking about that and will the Eurozone break up and what would be the consequences, et cetera. To me, this really gets to the fundamental identity of the European Union and the values that the European Union represents and whether or not it's going to be true to those values. And where things stand right now is a situation in which there is a great deal of uncertainty about whether or not the European Union is going to fulfill its obligations in a way that reflects solidarity among the member states.
So the proposal currently is to accept asylum seekers, like 160,000 of them. But there are nearly a million or more refugees that are coming in by land, by sea. I mean, we've got issues with now, European countries now asking the UN for some support. So this doesn't seem to be adequate. I mean, first of all, how likely is it that member states are actually going to agree to quotas and that they must take a certain number of refugees? How likely is that? And then is this really adequate enough? I mean, this seems like a drop in the bucket.
Absolutely. I think you touch on all the open questions. The quota system is something against which there's already a very significant backlash before there's even a formal proposal on the table. There were discussions in the spring and summer about a 40,000 refugee quota, and there was not agreement on that because some, particularly the East European countries, East Central European countries, are absolutely against a quota system. Now they're talking about 160,000. The president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, recently gave his State of the European Union address to the European Parliament. This was in Strasbourg. And in the speech, he said that there is not sufficient Europe in the Union and there's not sufficient Union. And I think he's exactly right. On the other hand, there are already people saying his speech wasn't forceful enough. My impression is that Juncker is talking about the problem as it stands today. The East Central European countries are looking backwards, and Angela Merkel is the only one who's looking forward. And she is playing a leadership role in saying, we need to go beyond, even if we could agree on this 160,000, this problem is going to continue, it's going to grow, and we have to figure out what to do about it. And we have to do it in a way that shares the burden.
Well, beyond the politics of this, of course, the citizens of Europe across these countries are responding in a number of different ways. You see, as some have said, kind of the best of European values. Lots of people coming out, delivering food, humanitarian assistance, taking people in. Others that are, you know, engaging in rather hostile interactions with these refugees and migrants. I suppose that's not surprising, right? You're going to have a spectrum here. But like you said to begin with, you know, this really does speak to the value of human life and why these folks are leaving. They're leaving for a reason. And what do you do about it? I mean, how do you ultimately address this, even as citizens, let alone as a political body, an economic body?
Yes. And this is why I see this as such a crucial moment for the European Union, because if the European Union is meaningful in any sense, it is as a community of values. And the response, frankly, from the Hungarian government, for example, has been disturbing. Now, it's true, as you say, that some Hungarian citizens have provided support, but the Hungarian government has taken steps that have been hostile, that have deliberately provided a hostile reception to refugees who have really suffered to get where they are.
Well, Mitchell, it's so good to have you here to talk about this. And the fact that you think this is a bigger crisis than the economic crisis is really telling. So thank you very much for giving us your insight.
Thank you.